If you knew of any other Jewish air crewmen, did they ever express thoughts about possibilities after capture to you? Did they ever talk about it, considering what was going on in Europe?
I probably didn't appreciate how serious a condition we were in. I didn't know until much later that up in Bath, they actually segregated the Jewish fellows. I didn't know anything about Berger. And the only thing that I did know was that along about the winter time, just before we were taken out of the camp, the commandant went to our CO and said, "Oh, I want to list you Jewish men."
To Colonel Alkire?
Yeah.
What did Alkire say to this guy? Do you know what happened?
I got this from his assistant, his aide. I didn't get it directly from Alkire, but his aide told me he was present at this conversation. And he said the commandant wanted a list of all the Jewish men. And Alkire said, "If you bastards want a list of the Jewish men, find it yourself." He was a great guy, you know. He was very strong. He didn't give in to them.
So they would have made an attempt to segregate you with Sagan, but they couldn't go through with it then?
They didn't go through with it. Maybe I'd been there 2 or 3 days. The first Sunday, a roll call, Appell they call it in German. And after the Appell was over, Alkire stood up in front and he said, "I have an announcement to make." He said, "There are going to be Protestant services in such and such a place, and there are going to be Catholic services in such and such a room. Dismissed." So, dismissed. I walked up to him, and I saluted him, and I said, "Colonel Alkire, I said, I understand from what you announced that there are going to be British, there are going to be Catholic services and Protestant services. I wonder if you could get us a room for the Jewish fellows to have a service." He said, "Sure, I can get you a room, but," he said, "I don't think I can find a rabbi around here." I said, "Well, we really don't need a rabbi, Colonel." I said, "If we have a room, we'll make up our own service." So in a little while, he sent somebody down to my barracks, and the fellow told us, "Colonel Alkire said you could have such and such a room in the camp." I said, "That's fine." So there was another Jewish fellow in the next barracks to us, not in my barracks, the next room. And whether he was with me or whether I mentioned it to him, I don't remember how it started. But he came around with me. We went from room to room. There was a roster of the occupants of each room. And I just went by the names. You'd see a name, Cohen, you'd know it was. And we'd go in and I'd say, "Is Levy here?" So some guy would say, "Yeah, I'm Levy." And we'd go over, and this other guy and I would say, "Listen, we talked to Alkire. We've got a room for services for the Jewish fellows." "Well, I'm not interested." But we did get this way. We got maybe 20 guys, 25 maybe, and we had a service, and I think maybe this was on a Sunday. Then I transferred it to Friday night, Friday evening, before we had to be locked up. And in the meantime, I asked this British chaplain, who had been shot down or captured, maybe he came from the early on, you know, the British were, a lot of British were captured at Dunkirk, yeah. Right. I'm not sure where he came from, but anyway, he was a British minister. I went over to him and I asked him if he could find us some Hebrew prayer books. And he said, "I'll try." A couple of days later, he came over and he had this pile of maybe 20-25 books. They were black, thin black books. I take a look at them and they were Tillem. Tillem Psalms. The Book of Psalms are called Tillem in Hebrew. And you know what Tillem that they use them for? Outside of the normal use in the prayers, a lot of the prayers are Tillem. A lot of the prayers are Hebrew Psalms. But another very important use for the Tillem is in the funeral service. They have, in the Orthodox funeral services, they have somebody who is a Baltfila, somebody who was a prayer person, singing, chanting with a particular particular melody at the funeral. Those are the books that he got from the Germans. They were subversive, and I understood it right away, but you know, a lot of the fathers didn't know what they were, and I never used them. Thank him very much for giving me the, for getting them. And, but I never told, I didn't tell much.
You rounded up around 20, 25 guys or so?
Yeah, we had services a couple of weeks, you know, and then it kind of petered out. You know, they in the barracks, wherever there were rooms where POWs gathered, the barracks were off the ground by 3 or 4 feet, and we used to have these guys crawling around underneath, picking up whatever conversation there was within the room. So, you know, that was haunting us, and finally we gave it up. We didn't carry them on very long.